愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
我们上一节查考福音可以改变现况。
In the last session, we studied that the gospel can change circumstance.
为什么要传福音？
Why should we evangelize?
第一个，它可以提升我们的灵性。
First, because it can lift up our spirituality.
再来，让我们生活能够变成很有意义、有价值。
Secondly, it gives us meaning and purpose to our lives.
第二个，它可以改变我们的教会。
It can also change and transform our church.
让我们教会更能荣耀神。
It allows our church to glorify God.
得到神更大的恩典。
That we may receive greater blessing from God.
再来，它可以改变承受、接受福音的人。
It can change those who receive the word of God.
让他能够充满有恩典，也有真理。
That they may be filled with grace and truth.
那如果福音神的大能能够改变现况，
If the gospel and the might of God can change circumstance,
那我应该怎么办？
Then what should I do?
这个是我们要思考一个非常重要的问题。
This is a very important issue that we should ponder.
我们不是想别人怎么办。
We shouldn't think what are other people going to do.
我们想我怎么办。
But instead, we should think what I would do.
主耶稣是我们整个信仰的中心。
Lord Jesus Christ is the center of our faith.
他的一生就是我们的榜样。
His life is our example.
就是我们的标杆。
It is our standard.
所以当我们不知道如何的时候，
When we don't know what to do,
我们就是看主耶稣怎么做。
We look to Jesus' example.
我们来看马太福音第九章。
Let us refer to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章的三十五节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 35.
马太福音第九章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
这个地方说主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
This verse tells us that Jesus went about every city and village.
然后他可以在会堂教训人，传扬天国的福音。
He taught in the synagogues and preached about the kingdom.
我想想看，如果主耶稣就是停留在耶路撒冷。
If the Lord Jesus Christ had remained within Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是一个大城市。
Jerusalem was a large city.
那比起乡下当然生活方便了很多。
It would, compared to the countryside, it would be a more convenient location.
如果主耶稣停在耶路撒冷。
But if the Lord Jesus Christ had stayed in Jerusalem.
那这个天国的福音就是传在耶路撒冷。
Then the gospel of the kingdom would only have remained within Jerusalem.
但是耶稣走遍各城各乡。
But the Lord Jesus Christ chose to walk to cities and villages.
所以主耶稣走过的地方就有机会能够听到这么有能力天国的福音。
All of the places that Jesus Christ walked to could receive this powerful gospel of the kingdom.
所以我们要让福音传遍这个世界，这是主耶稣对门徒的吩咐。
Our commission from the Lord Jesus Christ is that we should preach the gospel to the whole world.
在当时是使徒教会的责任。
This first was the responsibility of the apostolic church.
今天是我们真教会的责任。
Today it is the responsibility of the true church.
把福音传遍世界。
We are commissioned to preach this gospel to the whole world.
主耶稣就要再来。
Then the Lord will return.
那怎么把福音传遍世界呢？
How do we preach this gospel to the whole world?
主耶稣设一个榜样，要走遍各城各乡。
The Lord Jesus Christ gave us an example to walk to every city and village.
我们现在非洲已经有差不多14个国家有我们真耶稣教会。
In the continent of Africa, we already have True Jesus Church locations in 14 countries.
这个14个国家有我们教会，都是因为有人去那里传。
These 14 countries have churches because people went to evangelize there.
当然非洲的生活比我们现在比起来是差很多。
Of course, the lifestyle in Africa is very different from what we have here.
但是如果福音要传遍，就一定要有人 脚踏在那个地方，走遍那个地方，福音才能够传遍那个地方。
But if the gospel will be preached, somebody has to step to that place to preach the gospel.
啊，那如果我们不愿意去，福音就传不到那里。
However, if we are unwilling to go, then the gospel cannot reach that location.
啊，所以主耶稣走遍各个地方，啊，这个到底告诉我们什么？
What is the fact that Jesus walked to all of these cities and villages tell us today?
如果我们要把福音传给谁？
Whoever we want to preach to.
第一个，我们人要到那个地方。
First, we personally need to go to that place.
我们才能够传福音给他。
Then we can preach to them.
那这个福音要传给那个人。
And for the gospel to be preached to that person.
我们要到那个地方去。
We need to reach that place.
第一个就是要花时间。
We need to spend time.
比方说我们到非洲去，过去是一去一次大概两个月。
For example, for those who go to Africa, you need to spend about 2 months' time.
那现在大概是一个月。
Now it might be 1 month's time.
所以要花时间。
We need to invest time.
那你搭飞机大概要20个钟头。
We need to take a 20-hour plane ride.
从美国来说。
If we were to depart from the United States.
那如果没有花时间，你就没有办法传到那里。
But if we don't invest our time, we cannot preach to that location.
所以我们要传福音给别人，第一个我要愿意花时间。
The first thing we need to have in order to preach to others is be willing to invest the time.
那一个人从开始来慕道。
When a person first comes to seek the truth.
那到最后洗礼。
Then receives water baptism.
那继续再跟进。
And continues to grow.
到你可以放心他自己可以成长独立，大概要多久？
How long does it take until they can be independent and grow on their own?
大概要两年到三年的时间。
It may take 2 to 3 years.
所以如果我们真的要传福音给别人，要准备花时间。
If we really want to preach to others, we need to invest the time.
大概要两年到三年的时间。
We will need to invest about 2 to 3 years.
那有的是比较久，也有六七年的。
For some, it may take much longer, 6 or 7 years.
那有的是比较短，几个月他就受洗了。
Or in some cases, it may take just a few months for someone to receive water baptism.
但是初受洗，他是一个出生的婴孩。
But those who receive water baptism are like infants.
那一直栽培到他自己可以独立。
They need to be nourished until they can be independent.
这个叫做成长。
This is growth.
他如果没有办法独立，还要再花时间。
If they cannot be independent, then we need to spend more time.
那这个两年到三年。
Therefore, it should take about 2 to 3 years.
我们现在这个世代啊，大家都觉得很忙。
In this age, we feel that it's very, we always feel very busy.
所以如果说给别人50块、100块、200块，我想很多人都做得出来。
It may be very easy to pay someone $50 or $100.
但是如果说我要花时间在一个人的身上，要两年到三年，很多人就会有一点保留。
But if we were to say we need to spend 2 or 3 years on one person, we will be more reserved with our time.
因为差不多每个礼拜你要跟他接触。
Because we would need to interact with them every week.
看他最近信仰怎样啊。
We need to observe how their faith is going.
他有没有什么问题？
Do they face any problems?
那信主以后，
and after they come to believe,
他的信仰是不是很稳固？
Is their faith very stable?
因为你知道要把一个小孩子生下来，当然这个是不简单了。
It is not easy to give birth to a child.
那生下来要养也不简单了。
And it is also not easy to raise them after they're born.
因为小孩子有时候抵抗力很弱。
Because sometimes they don't have many defenses.
所以你带到外面回来就咳嗽，等一下发烧，等一下这个那个很多事情。
You take a child outside, maybe they catch a cold and come back sick.
所以一个人如果要带一个人信主，带到他成熟可以独立，两年到三年的时间。
Therefore, it takes about 2 to 3 years to lead someone to come to believe to the point that they're independent.
所以主耶稣走遍各城各乡，这个要时间的。
For Jesus Christ to walk through cities and villages, it took time.
那问题是，我们大家都很忙，时间从哪里来？
The problem is, we are also busy. Where do we take out time to do this?
除了我们不需要上班之外，上班最少8个小时。
If we didn't have to work, we would have at least 8 hours back.
那再加上开车时间，一天大概10个小时跑不掉。
If we also include commuting time, that takes up 10 hours of our day.
再来，我们有家庭的生活。
We also have our family life.
要扣掉一些时间。
That also deducts some time.
我们要休息。
We need to rest.
又要扣掉一些时间。
That also takes up some time.
所以在有限的时间里面，那我怎么会有时间来花给那个传福音，要传福音的人呢？
In our,
给那个要我们福音的人呢？
In our limited availability, how do we extract time to preach?
结论就是生活要简单啊。
The conclusion is that we need to simplify our life.
如果生活太复杂，在世界上挂了一大堆头衔，很难做圣工。
If we are too invested in a lot of things in our lives, it's very difficult to do holy work.
这个生活很简单，包括我们在世界上除了工作需要之外，不需要挂太多的头衔。
What this means is that aside from our work, we shouldn't be too invested in too many other activities.
生活简单，我们时间就会多出来。
If we simplify our lives, then we will have more time to invest.
那现在用人用最多时间就是在这个大众传播。
What we spend most time on is media.
再来就是这个社交的网络。
And also social interactions.
所以如果真的要有时间传福音给别人。
If we really want to spend time to preach to others,
像你花在这个 Facebook 还有花现在这个社交的网络上要减少，而且要减少很多。
We will need to really cut back on our time on social media.
我们才有时间来做圣工。
Then we would have time to do holy work.
所以有的人再去开始过着祈祷的生活。
Some people need to have a prayer life.
或者说开始早一点来祷告到教会祈祷。
Or to come earlier to church to pray.
那你现在往后往前推比方说我七点要到教会祷告。
For example, if we push back to 7 o'clock to come to pray at church.
你六点就要起来。
That means we need to wake up at 6.
如果六点要起来。
If we wake up at 6.
你大概十点钟要睡觉。
That means we should be going to sleep around 10 the previous night.
那如果十点钟要睡觉，
if we need to sleep at 10 o'clock the
previous night, 就发现你花在看电视的时间就很少。
Then we don't have a lot of time left to watch TV.
所以生活要简单，那不重要的、不需要的就把它拿掉。
Our life can be simplified by removing all of those things that are not very important.
这个看起来是牺牲，其实是一种自由。
This may seem as a sacrifice, but it is actually a form of freedom.
你知道非洲最大的享受是什么？
What is the greatest pleasure in Africa?
没有这一些物质的捆绑。
That we are not tied down by these material things.
以前现在可能有，以前没有什么电话。
In the past, there wasn't much access to telephones.
也没有地方可以 shopping, 你带钱去也没有地方买。
And even if we took money, we didn't have places to go shopping.
也没有电视，非洲的电视你不要你看着黑白都是一样的。
There weren't many good TVs, only black and white ones.
那因为这个环境所以你就变成很容易满足。
Because of this simple environment, you feel very easily satisfied.
吃饱没有生病，感谢主。
If you have enough food to eat and you don't get sick, then you thank God.
那生活一单纯就很容易喜乐。
Once our life is simplified, it is very easy to be joyful.
就会很容易亲近神，就内心很平安。
It is easy to draw close to God and have inner peace.
那我们现在的问题，生活太复杂。
The problem we have today is that our life is too complex.
但是那个很多复杂的事情，其实跟做圣工，跟我们灵性的成长是没有关系的。
But a lot of things that are complex have nothing to do with holy work or faith.
那是可以省略的。
It's something that we can give up.
所以如果我们真的要花时间传福音，我们又有全职的工作。
If we really want to spend time in evangelizing and we have full-time work,
那结论就是要生活要简单。
The conclusion is that we need to simplify our lives.
第二个
Secondly,
就是我们要优先顺序把它摆出来。
We need to have a priority list.
就是把最重要的摆在前面。
To put the most important thing first.
把次要的摆在中间。
And the intermediate stuff in the middle.
把不重要的摆在最后。
The unimportant stuff should go at the end.
最后就是有做没有做都没有关系。
If we put it at the end, it doesn't matter if we do it or not.
就是我每一个礼拜一定要跟慕道朋友打个电话或者在一起吃饭一次。
For example, every week we call a Trusting friend or eat with them.
甚至有时候我们照周末一起去爬山。
Or sometimes we'll take some time on the weekend to go hiking with them.
但是爬山这只是一个在一起的时间，这个不是最重要的目的。
But the hiking is just an activity to spend together. It is not the goal.
让我们可以了解他，他也可以了解我们，借着这个机会团契啊，来传扬一传达一些属灵的道理。
It is an activity to get to know one another and to fellowship over the word of God.
啊，时间花不出来要传福音，这等于一个梦，没有办法实现。
If we don't take out this time, it is to evangelize. It is like a dream.
我们现在的人啊，最大的挑战啊，就是在职业上啊，哎呀，需要很大的投入。
Our greatest challenge is that we need to invest so much of ourselves into our professions.
所以我们在教会有听到一些同龄啊，虽然他有机会升迁，他说我不需要升迁。
In church, we may hear a believer say, "I have a chance to be promoted, but I actually don't want to be promoted."
这个是一个非常不同的心态。
This is a very different attitude.
因为很多人都把升迁当作这是神对我的祝福。
Because a lot of people think that being promoted, it is a blessing from God.
当然这也可以当作是祝福。
Of course, it could be a blessing from God.
但是如果神的祝福影响我们服侍神。
But if a blessing of God will block us from serving God.
那我们就为着赐好的啊，失去了最好的。
Then we have given up the best, the second best. We've given up the best for the second best.
那如果我们愿意连升迁的机会我都不要，我更多时间来服侍神。
But if we give up the second best, then we have more time to serve God.
那我们就变成我们牺牲次好的，得到最好的。
Then we have given up the second best to get the best.
那这个就跟我们的价值观有关系。
This has to do with our values.
所以我们信耶稣不要一直羡慕别人，你看他信耶稣什么，地位越来越高，钱赚的越来越多，不要羡慕这个。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we should not long for having a position or making a lot of money.
这个是属世的价值观啊。
These are materialistic values.
我们的价值观是属灵的。
But our values are spiritual.
是属神的。
It belongs to God.
就是我们所做的事情能够有永恒的价值。
Everything we do should have eternal value.
这个才是值得我们去追求的。
That is worth of our pursuit.
所以为着生活我们必须要工作。
For our lives, we do need to work.
但是活着不是为工作。
But we don't live to work.
活着为着侍奉神。
We live to serve God.
所以为什么现在人很多人没有办法传福音？
Why is it that many people cannot preach today?
因为太多世界上次好的影响我们去追求最好的。
It is because many things that are second best in the world have prevented us from pursuing the best.
所以如果我们在教会里面看到有一些人愿意牺牲次好的来追求最好的，这是我们的榜样。
If we observe believers in church that are willing to give up the second best to pursue the best,These should be our examples.
所以主耶稣走遍各城各乡，这需要时间。
For Jesus Christ to walk to cities and villages, he needed to take the time.
因此在教会里面，我们看到很多人其实是很爱神的。
We know that in the church there are many brothers and sisters who love God.
但是为什么身上挂着职分，教会里面都没有看到人呢？
But why do they have a position and yet they are not seen within the church?
因为他在世界上太忙了。
It is because they are too busy in the world.
这个也可以了解。
It is understandable.
但是最好的就是我们在世界上能够把可以省下的时间省下来。
But the best thing to do is to save the time we have.
让我们来做更有价值的事情。
So we can take this time and use it in the more valuable and meaningful activities.
那主耶稣在走遍各城各乡，我们知道走路要力量啊。
When Jesus was walking to these cities and villages, we know that it takes strength.
请问我们可以走多远？
How far can we walk?
有的年轻人马拉松可以跑到完啊。
For some youths, you may be able to complete a marathon.
但是有的就跑不完了。
But some people cannot complete the race.
保罗说，当跑的路我跑尽了。
Paul said, I have finished the race.
从他信主开始。
From the beginning of his
belief. 他在跑信仰这一条路。
He had been running this race of faith.
他在跑服侍主这一条路。
He has been running this service of God.
跑到神说你的时候到了。
He ran until the point that God said your time is up.
所以说他说我离开世界的时候到了。
That means that his time to leave the world had arrived.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And there is a glorious crown that has been kept for him.
跑到最后一口气。
He had run until his very last breath.
好了，那这个跑到最后一口气，我们走路走到神要我们去的地方都走完了，需要什么？
What does it take for us to run till the very last breath and finish what we were told to do?
需要属灵的力量。
We need to have spiritual strength.
我们先来看以弗所书。
That's referred to Ephesians.
啊，以弗所书。
Ephesians.
以弗所书的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
啊，第三章的十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
如果我们看英文就很有意思，叫你心里的力量刚强，英文叫做 inner man, 叫你里面那个人强起来。
The verse tells us that it is to strengthen the inner man.
那既然有里面那个人，也有外面这个人。
If there's an inner man, that also means there's an outer man.
外面这个人就是肉体。很健康。
The outer man is healthy in the flesh.
这个叫做里外面这个人很刚强。
That means this outer man is very strong.
所以有时候我们看那个姐妹啊，买菜要来煮饭啊，她拿不动。哇，一个弟兄去，不但拿得动，两手可以提四五个袋子。
Sometimes we may see a sister that is trying to pick up the groceries, but it's too heavy, and yet a brother may be able to take four or five of those same bags.
他就是外面这个人很刚强。
That is, their outer man is physically strong.
那现在我们要服侍神。
And for us to serve God.
我们要带领人来信主。
We want to bring people to come and believe.
这个带领人来信主本身是一种属灵的征战。
Bringing people to believe is a spiritual war.
因为圣经说，全世界都握在恶者的手下。
Because the Bible tells us that the whole world is under the dominion of the evil one.
那这个恶者就是魔鬼。
The evil one is Satan.
在他的手下就是在他的控制。
To be under his jurisdiction is to be under his control.
那得救就是从魔鬼的权下归向神。
To receive salvation is to go from the dominion of the evil one to that of God.
使徒行传二十六章就是这样讲。
This is what Acts 26 tells us.
所以你想想看要从魔鬼的手下把一个人灵魂带到神里面，这个是征战啊。
It is war to bring someone from the dominion of the evil one into that of God.
那这个征战关键在哪里？要得胜的关键在哪里？
What is the key to victory in this spiritual war?
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章
2 Corinthians chapter 10
第四节
Verse 4 For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
这里讲我们征战的兵器不是属乎血气。
The weapons of our war are not carnal.
什么叫做属乎血气？
What does it mean that they are carnal?
就是不在乎外在的条件多好，我们就能够在属灵上打胜仗。
It doesn't matter how great our position might be outwardly for us to win a spiritual war.
那个人教育很高，我们找一个教育水准比他更高，看有没有办法说服他。
For example, if we see someone with high education, would we go look for someone with even greater education to overcome them?
那个人地位很高，我们找一个地位更高的，看能不能说服他。
Or if someone has a high position, do we go and look for someone with an even higher position to overcome them?
那个人很有钱，我们找一个比他更有钱的，能不能说服他？
If someone is very wealthy, do we go and find someone even richer to overcome them?
这个就是用血气在征战。
This is using carnal weapons to engage in war.
这个是行不通的。
And it cannot go through.
你想想看，以保罗来讲。
In Paul's example,
他受过加玛略的教育。
He had been instructed by Gamaliel.
现在在美国是最好的学校的教育。
It would be like receiving education from the best university in the United States.
他是工会的议员，现在等于美国的参议院的议员。
He was part of the council, which is one of the highest offices today.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他是宗教的领导阶级。
He was a religious leader.
如果保罗今天到墓来这里墓道，谁能够跟他讲道？
If Paul came to seek the truth today, who could speak against him?
有教育，有地位，在宗教上有热忱。
He had education, position, and religious zeal.
我们就发现这样的慕道者很难处理啊。
It is very difficult to work with a truth seeker like this.
但是对神来讲太简单了。
But in God's eyes, it's just so easy.
他要去大马色路程。
He was on his way to Damascus.
要去逼迫基督徒。
He went to persecute the Christians.
神的光一照。
When God's light shone upon him,
他就瞎眼了。
He became blind.
他就扑倒了。
And he bowed down.
一瞎眼一扑倒，你还能走到哪里去？
When he was blind and he was prostrated, where could he go?
所以有一个声音说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
The Bible tells us that you kick at the goats.
Yeah, 是难的，很困难的。
It's very difficult to kick at the goats.
所以保罗就信主，就是这么简单，光一照他就信主了。
In Paul's case, it was so easy. God just shone upon him, and he came.
所以我们征战的兵器不是靠肉体外在的条件。
Our weapons are not based on carnal ones.
那到底要靠什么？
Then what should we rely on?
在神面前有能力。
We rely on the strength that comes before God.
这个是秘诀。
This is the secret.
有能力就是里面那个人很刚强。
To have strength is that the inner man is powerful.
如果我们看彼得，
we look at Peter.
啊，彼得是渔夫啊。
Peter was a fisherman.
哦，圣经说他是无学的小民。
The Bible tells us that he was ignorant.
哦，但是彼得一次讲到3000个人受感动。
But when Peter preached, 3,000 people were moved.
好像刀在扎心。
They felt that they were being pierced in their hearts.
就问说我们要怎么办
？What could we do？
啊，彼得讲的也不是很好听，你要悔改。
Peter didn't say pretty words. He said to them to repent.
今天谁愿意听我需要悔改？
Today, who wants to hear that we need to repent?
大家都希望听到你很好，你没有问题。
Everyone wants to hear you're so good, you have no problem.
悔改表示你有罪。
Because repentance means you have sinned.
你需要改变。
You need to change.
这样你才可以得救。
It is only then that you can be saved.
结果3000个人真的悔改了。
And yet, 3,000 people who heard this message really repented.
彼得到底是靠着什么？
What did Peter rely on?
在神面前有能力。
He relied on the strength from God.
所以我们在信仰带领慕道者这一条路。
When we are leading truth seekers in their faith.
这是一场属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare.
不在我在世界上有多行，有多什么好的条件。
It matters not what our ability or our position is in the world.
而在乎我是不是有神的同在，神的能力。
It only matters whether God abides with us and we have His power.
啊，有时候一个人哦，稍微有一点责任啊，他晚上睡不着觉。
Some people have a responsibility in not being able to sleep at night.
哦，为什么？因为责任就是压力。
And the reason why they can't sleep is because they have the pressure of responsibility.
所以有时候我们在教会里面啊，你要叫一个负责，他不负责，我帮忙就好。
Sometimes if you ask a person to lead something, they only want to support.
帮忙没有责任啊。
Because if you just help, then you don't have the weight of responsibility.
我要来就来，我不来就不来。
If I come, I come. If I don't want to come, I don't.
我喜欢我就来，不喜欢就不来。
If I feel like it, I come. If I don't,
我是自由的，我没有责任。
I am free because I have no responsibility.
但是如果是我负责，
but if I'm in charge,
这就是一个压力，这个责任就是一个压力。
The responsibility is a pressure.
但是一个慕道朋友一定要有人带领他。
If we have a truth-seeking friend, there's someone who needs to be in charge to lead.
那对带领的人，这就是责任。
And for the person leading the friend, it is the responsibility.
那这个就是压力。
This is pressure.
责任就是压力。
Because responsibility is pressure.
因为他今天不来了，怎么办？
If the friend doesn't come anymore, what should happen?
那我们就要去了解啊。
We need to understand what is happening.
如果是他这个困难可以克服的，
is it a struggle that they can overcome?
我们就帮助他克服啊。
Then let us help them overcome that problem.
那如果他可以来，但是他不来。
But if this person can come and doesn't come,
这很可能是魔鬼在阻挡啊。
Then it may be that the evil one is holding them back.
那怎么办？要帮他祷告啊。
What should we do? We should pray for them.
让他能够有信心克服这个魔鬼的阻挡。
So that the friend may have faith to overcome this obstacle from the evil one.
那这一些事情就是一个压力。
All of these things together cause pressure.
所以主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Jesus Christ went to walk all the cities and villages.
他承担极重的责任。
He took upon himself a very heavy weight of responsibility.
要让走过的地方人能够听到福音，有真光照他们。
So that everyone in the cities and villages where he walked, they will hear the truth and have light shown upon them.
这个需要有属灵的力量，里面那个人刚强起来。
This requires spiritual strength of the inner man.
所以我们如果要做好宣道工作，
If we want to do a good job in evangelism,
我们每一个人要效法主耶稣。
Each one of us has to emulate Jesus Christ.
要追求里面那个人刚强起来。
We need to pursue the strengthening of our inner person.
我们就愿意承担责任。
Then we will be willing to take up the responsibility.
而且是存着感谢的心来承担责任。
And we will take up this responsibility with gratitude.
因为我们做了最有意义的事情，要救那个人的灵魂。
We know that we have done the most meaningful thing, which is to save that person's soul.
那怎么让我们里面这个人刚强，能够走遍每一个慕道者的家呢？
How do we strengthen the inner man to walk to every truth seeker's home?
如果我们回到刚刚读的以弗所书，
If we return to the passage in Ephesians,
圣经怎么讲？
What does the Bible say?
圣经第三章，
Ephesians chapter 3,
十六节，
Verse 16,
求他按他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚起来，是借着他的灵。
It is through the Spirit of God.
所以我们真耶稣教会常常引用小先知书的一句话。
The True Jesus Church, we use a phrase from the minor prophet.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵才能成事。
It is not by minor power, but by the Spirit of God.
神的灵就是神的能力。
Because the Spirit of God is the ability and power of God.
因此，如果一个人真的想要做好宣道工作，
If someone wants to do a good job in evangelism,
要有上头的能力，
They need to have power from above.
除了生活要圣洁之外，
Aside from sanctifying their lives,
要花时间祷告，
They need to invest time to pray.
所以有时候我们常常听人问，要祷告多久？
We often hear the question, how long should we pray?
如果我们说十分钟，
If we say 10 minutes,
祷告十分钟差不多了，因为教会也一直勉励说祷告十分钟。
And the church will also encourage us to pray for 10 minutes.
那如果讲祷告十五分钟，
If we say let's pray for 15 minutes,
我今天已经祷告三十分钟，我明天不需要祷告了，因为教会说十五分钟，我今天祷告三十分钟。
If I prayed for 30 minutes today, then maybe we'll tell ourselves we don't need to pray tomorrow because we only had to pray for about 15 minutes.
但是祷告到底我们一天来祷告多久？
How long should we pray every day?
圣经找不到。
We can't find the standard within the Bible.
但是圣经给我们一个目标。
The Bible gives us a goal.
要被圣灵充满。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以到底一天祷告多久？
And for how long should we pray every day?
要祷告到被圣灵充满。
We pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
那祷告到被圣灵充满要多久？
How long does it take to pray to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
不知道。
We don't know.
如果每天祷告，
If we pray every day,
可能半个钟头会被圣灵充满。
Maybe we are filled in 30 minutes.
如果三天祷告一次，
If we pray every 3 days,
可能要很长的时间才可以被圣灵充满。
Maybe it takes much longer to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要走遍每个慕道朋友的家，需要属灵的权柄跟能力。
If we want to walk to every truth seeker's home, we need to have the strength and power of the Spirit.
因此要过祈祷的生活。
That is why we rely on a life of prayer.
一个好的传福音的人是可以承担责任的。
A good evangelist can take on this responsibility.
一个能够承担责任是一个里面那个人刚强的人。
One who can take on responsibility is one who has a strong inner man.
一个里面刚强的人是过一个祈祷生活的人。
One who has a strong inner man relies on a life of prayer.
所以你看，主耶稣每天晚上去哪里？
Where did Jesus Christ go every night?
我们每一天又去哪里？
Where do we go every night?
所以约翰福音里面说，大家都回家去了。
In the book of John, it tells us that everyone went home.
我们看，约翰福音。
Let's refer to the Gospel of John.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8
第一节
Verse 1 But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives
第二节
Verse 2 Now early in the morning he came again into the temple and all the people came to him and he sat down and taught them
我们就看主耶稣跟大家不一样
Jesus was different from everyone else
大家回家去了
Everyone went to his own house
为什么已经听道理听了一天晚上了
They had already heard the word for a whole night
那耶稣往橄榄山去
Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
为什么祷告
Why? To pray.
所以如果我们真的要传福音
If we really want to evangelize.
回到家大家已经休息了
When everyone goes home to rest.
我们要找时间祷告
I look for time to pray.
啊，来从上头领受能力，让我们里面这个人刚强。
So that we can receive the power from above to strengthen the inner man.
真的，我们在教会里面真的有这样的信徒。
In the church, we do have these types of believers.
每天下班除了吃完饭之后，睡觉以前一定祷告半个钟头。
Every day after work and having their dinner, they will pray for at least 30 minutes.
我们看到这样的信徒真的是很感动啊。
These believers really touch us.
啊，他不是为自己啊。
They don't do it for themselves.
为着把他的责任啊，传福音的责任做好，他真的很认真祷告。
They do it so they can do a good job of evangelizing.
哦，所以耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Jesus went to every city and village.
啊，让我们知道应该要怎么来啊。做传福音的准备
so that he could set an example of how we should prepare to evangelize.
我们里面那个人要刚强
we need to strengthen the inner man.
那这个传福音这个工作
the work of preaching the gospel.
我们来看约书亚记
let us refer to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第一章
Joshua chapter 1
约书亚记第一章
Joshua chapter 1
第三节
verse 3Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
如果我们看这一节
If you look at this verse,
我都照着所应许摩西的话给你了。英文是完成式。
I have given you, that means that it is completed.
主耶稣已经神已经给他了，已经完了。
God had already given this to Joshua, it was done.
但是你的脚要走到那里。
But your foot, the sole of your foot needs to reach that place.
这个时候，约书亚还没有跨过河。
At this time, Joshua hadn't stepped onto this land.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
神的应许与人的责任。
God's promise and the responsibility of man.
神已经把那个地给他了。
God had already given this land to Joshua.
但是你的脚还是要跨过去，踏到那里才可以得到。
But the sole of Joshua's feet had to go across and touch upon that ground for him to receive it.
罗德离开亚伯兰以后
When Lot departed from Abraham,
他选择最好的
He chose the best city.
把次好留给亚伯兰
He left the second best to Abraham.
亚伯兰你有没有吃亏
Did Abraham lose out?
罗德搬走以后
After Lot moved away,
神告诉他
God said to Abraham,
你起来看
Get up and look.
你看到的我要给你
All that you see I will grant
你起来走
Go and walk.
你脚踏的地方我都要给你
Wherever you walk, I will grant it to you.
看，这是看到很远的地方。
When he looked, he could see very far away.
但是你如果没有走到那个地方，你还是得不到。
But if you can't walk to those places that you have seen, you cannot receive it.
所以有时候我们看我们周围的人，你就这个也需要福音，那个也需要福音，这个也很可怜，那个也很可怜，我们都看到了。
When we look around us, we think this person and that person need the gospel.
但是那一个人能不能真的得到福音呢？
But can that person really receive the gospel?
问题是我们有没有走到那里
The crucial point is whether or not we have walked towards that person.
走到那个地方，这是我们的责任。
It is our responsibility to walk to that place.
所以圣经为什么说保罗、沙总、亚波罗浇灌
Why does the Bible tell us that
Paul
planted the seed and then Apollo watered?
你沙总你要到那个地方去啊。
Because if we were to plant the seeds, we need to go to that terrain.
浇灌你要到那个地方去啊。
And for those who need to water, also must reach that place.
就是人的本分。
This is the responsibility of.
但是神叫他长大，这是神的怜悯。
But for there to be the increase, it comes from God.
所以有时候一个人没有办法信主。
Sometimes when a person cannot come to believe.
是因为人没有尽责任。
It is because people have not fulfilled their responsibility.
因此我们教会圣工如果宣道工作没有办法推动
Therefore, if we cannot push the work of evangelism forward,
第一个不能够只归外面的环境啊，现在太罪恶了，人太忙，全部归到外面，我们没有责任。
We cannot just cast the blame to the evil environment and take no responsibility.
我们要先想，我们有没有尽我们的本分。
We should first think, have we completed our responsibility?
做应该做的。
Have we done what we ought to do?
这个本分包括祷告。
This responsibility includes prayer.
祷告要迫切祷告到整个教会被圣灵充满。
We need to pray fervently until the whole church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
好像《使徒行传》第一章。
Like in the time of Acts 1.
他们在楼上120个人祷告到被圣灵充满。
There were 120 people praying in the upper room until they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是本分。
This is our responsibility. 再
来，门打开了就出去传福音。
Then we open the doors and go and preach.
这是本分。
This is our responsibility.
那尽了本分以后，
once we have fulfilled our responsibility,
我们就看到神的怜悯，三千个人受洗。
We see that God's grace gave them 3,000 people to believe.
所以地方教会的宣道工作，第一个要检讨我们有没有尽本分。
The work of evangelism for the local church needs to start with the question of whether or not we have fulfilled our responsibility.
人尽本分，加上神的怜悯。
If we do our responsibility plus the grace of God,
我们就可以得到未得之地。
Then we can receive this land.
教会的人数就会增加。
Then the believers, the number of believers will increase.
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
281首，我们最后祷告完唱281首的副歌。
Hymn 281, and at the end of our concluding prayer, let us also sing this hymn.
As I go an empty hand, does my dear Redeemer me? Now one day of service give, lay no trophy at his feet. Must I go an empty hand? Must I meet my Savior so? Now one soul with to grieve, must I empty-handed go? Now there's no string, no falter, for my Savior save me now. But to me though of that now crowd my brow, must I go an empty hand? Must I meet my Savior so? Now one soul with to grieve him, must I empty hand? All the years ye singing twined, Lord, I but recall them more. I will give them to my Savior, to his will I gladly bow. Must I go and empty handy? Must I meet my Savior so? Now one soul with to grieve, must I empty handy go? All ye saints are roused to turn it up and work while yet today. As the night or day or take thee, strive for soul while still you may. Must I go and empty handy? Must I meet my Savior so? Now one soul with to grieve, must I empty go? 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们最后来祷告。
We will now have our concluding prayer.
我们3月29到4月2号有灵恩布道会。
We will have our spiritual convocation from March 29th to April 2nd.
灵恩布道会之前，人有两大本分。
There are two major responsibilities we should fulfill before the convocation.
第一个，走到慕道朋友的家。
First, we should walk to our seeking friends' homes.
邀请他来。
Invite them to come.
第二个
Secondly,
为灵恩布道会祷告
Let us pray for this convocation.
尽力祷告
We do our best to pray.
这两个本分做完，我们就可以很放心仰望神的怜悯。
When we fulfill these two responsibilities, we can then wait for the grace of God.
所以我们最后一次为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Now we will pray for this convocation.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray one another.